The other new one, this one is roughly equal parts autobiography and Cordwainer Smith.
That's creepy.
The story being referenced is Mark Elf. And the section in that story is titled A Conversation with the Middle-Sized Bear. You've had a rough journey, hellish long day. There's a fire in your throat and an ache in your head. And you long to be back in your own cozy bed. But the world you grew up in has vanished away. You're weary and sick, and you're frightened by change. When something wraps round you like a swirl of warm air, for there's no place as comforting, gentle or strange, as the mind of the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll feed you on honey and tea in his lair. And you don't think you trust him, but maybe you'll dare have a talk with the middle-sized bear. He's clumsy, forgetful, ill-tempered and shy. There's dust on his spectacles, gray in his fur. Sometimes he growls when you think that he'd purr, but he holds you so gently and just lets you cry. He says he's not clever, but sometimes he's wise. Sometimes he's so silent you can't tell he's there. And he quietly kisses the tears from your eyes as you sit with the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll sing you a song as he brushes your hair. And they say it's a comfort just knowing he's there as you talk with the middle-sized bear. There's a line in his journal that pierces your mask, though he says at the time that he's probably wrong. But he sums up your fears in a few lines of song and answers a question you never would ask. A letter, a message, a voice on the phone, a scrap of a song coming out of thin air. Perhaps it's enough to know you're not alone as you talk with the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He knows you don't love him, but he doesn't care. And you think you could trust him if only you dare have a talk with the middle-sized bear.